I think I'm going to take this perfectly good microphone and throw it away so I can spend all kinds of money and just buy another one to replace it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is downright inspirational. His name is Todd Crandall. He was recently highlighted in an NBC special about the Ironman Triathlon. This guy went from the depths of drug abuse, and I'm talking real depths, to becoming a world-class athlete. He is now working to help people who have struggles as he had struggles. He is very inspirational. You will really enjoy hearing from him. Christina Staffo will stop by and we will chat with Todd Crandall. And then we will talk about merchandise. Doesn't it seem like every national radio host is trying to sell you something? Rush Limbaugh, he's got, I don't know, $100 golf balls. Glenn Beck's got some blanket that he sells for $170 that you can just wrap yourself up with and watch TV. Yes, it's that much money. Anyway, isn't it time we have something? So our own Christina Staffo actually makes personalized mugs. They're very attractive. And so she's decided to create the first America Weekend mug. We'll talk about it. We will have it in studio. You won't see it, but you know what? We will make it available to you. We will tweet out a picture of the mug so you can see that we're big time now. We've got our own mug. Watch out, world. Here we come. And then after that, Christina will be back with this week's Entertainment Report. And then we'll talk about the worst TV shows in recent memory. There's some great TV out there right now. There's also some horrible TV out there right now as well. And then this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. We start things off this hour with just utter complete waste when it comes to the government spending your money. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about road signs. And I've seen this. Here's the example. There is a roadway near my home called the Garden State Parkway. It is a very important highway in New Jersey. You pay for the privilege of going on this thing about every 10, 15 miles. You got to throw $1.50 into a basket or have it come off your Easy Pass and you proceed. This roadway was built 50 or 60 years ago, but obviously it's still not paid for. Well, now they have this thing where over the past year, they have been taking down signs, you know, the big green roadway signs, exit whatever for this town or that town. What they've been doing is, they didn't at first take the signs down. About 20 to 25 feet behind the sign, they built a new stanchion and a new grid where they could put a new sign. And then came the sign, which said pretty much the same thing that the old sign said. For instance, exit 22, Main Street and Broad Street or whatever. So they would then take down the old sign because a new sign was put up and the old sign was fine. It reflected at night. It was only about, I think, 10 or 15 years old. It was still doing its job and it was proud to be there up there through thick and thin. What a complete waste. What a waste of money, okay? Why are we out? And isn't it amazing that these government agencies have the hubris? And I said hubris because I'm not going to use another term I wanted to because this is a family-friendly program. The hubris to just look at you straight in the eye and spit in it by saying, we're going to take the money you gave us and we're going to just spend money on things we don't need. Yeah, we had a sign up there. Here's another sign. It says the same thing, but we'll take the other one down. These government agencies that run these roads, it's not just in New Jersey, it's all over the country. It is out of control. You got people in these agencies that are put there by buddies and by friends, and they have these huge, lovely jobs, and their job is to make sure they spend as much money as they can so they can seem as important as they can so they can keep their job. Let's take something that's fine, let's take it down and replace it with the same damn thing. Unbelievable. And what can we do about it? Nothing. Unless we're all going to work from home stuffing envelopes. And we ain't going to do that. Because then we won't make enough money to pay the tolls on the highways. Stay with us. Todd Crandall is coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Bikers who swap donuts in the confine of their own garage know well the hassle of getting rid of the old rubber. Yes, it's true, Virginia. Some dudes don't mind recycling old rubber. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We won't run secondhand rubber. The skinny 21-inch front donut on the Iron Horse chopper, owing to extended spring downtime, was over 2 years old and 60% worn, so a new one was ordered. A dude asked for the old skin, and we gave it to him. Next day, he got himself $40 for the used tire to be mounted on a big dog chopper. Don't be the dude who runs $40 tires at 90 miles an hour. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. A new fad that's catching on in the United States is called pet flipping. What is pet flipping and is it illegal? The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
A pet flipper will look for a lost dog found announcement on Craigslist. If it's a purebred, they call and act overjoyed that their precious dog has been found. And after claiming the animal, they promptly place a dog for sale ad to turn a quick $200 to $500 profit. Police say it is a crime if the dog claimer knows they are taking a dog that doesn't belong to them. But since dogs can't talk, it's a little hard to prove. And that's the final verdict.